faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's the worst crime you can commit. Dying, Lee, in a way that embarrasses the Democrat Party. Dying in a way that disproves the narrative. Dying in a way that underlines that the Democrats' crime and open border policies don't work and result in bloodshed. So the way that this works is that people, and women in particular, even if they're Democrats in good standing at the time of their death, women murdered or raped or murdered and raped while 12 years old and having their bodies stuffed in a culvert, or say having their head smashed in by an illegal immigrant, stuff like that. Women murdered due to Democrat crime or open borders policies are always canceled, Lee. Always. That's the penalty for embarrassing the party by dying in a manner that defies the narrative. Or well understood perfectly. It's his playbook they're using. But this is incredible. This poor, beautiful woman, Irina Zarutska, Ukrainian, comes here from Ukraine to escape the war, but goes to a Democrat city and finds it much more dangerous. I mean, the irony here, Lee.
No, this is just sick.
Okay, go search the New York Times. She did it right before the show again to see if anything had changed. Nothing had. Results, search Irina Zarutska, zero in the New York Times. Liberals online trying to say, well, that's, it's a local story. Really? Okay, how many articles did the New York Times do about George Floyd? That sure wasn't local. 5,897 mentions of him. That's how they're, you know, if you search, that's how many you get. Trayvon Martin, 1,100. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, St. Kilmore to us here, 56 articles. Daniel Penny, who saved people on the subway there in New York, 100. Irina Zarutska, zero. They're working overtime to cancel her, Lee. Let's see. How many articles by the AP on this deadly attack? Zero. It's a national AP. PBS? Nope, none. New York Times, like we just said, no. NPR, no. Wall Street Journal, their reporting section, which is very liberal. Their editorial page is conservative, but their reporting section, very liberal. Nope, no stories. BBC? Uh-uh. CNN? Nope. Washington Post? No way. Reuters? No. MSNBC? Of course not. Now, what makes this so interesting is that just a few years ago, this would have been censored by the FBI. No, you know, on social media, nobody would know about it. But as of this moment, just one breaking news story on this by the very popular X feed End Wokeness has garnered 49 million views. So people care about this. It trended straight through the weekend on X nonstop. The whole country knows. So the media might as well just give it up. They're not going to win this. They don't have the power to block stuff. And then did you see what's going on here? Holy cow. This is now at 2 million views. Over at Wikipedia, they're trying desperately to cancel this woman. Under the entry, killing of Irina Zarutska, when something garners almost 50 million views just on one account on X, okay? Just one account. End Wokeness, which is very popular. Libs of TikTok had something too that garnered over 30 million views. The whole country's talking about this. But over at Wikipedia, there's a notice on top of the page for her, and it says this. It's got a red caution sign. An editor has nominated this article for deletion. You are welcome to participate in the debate about whether it should be deleted. And why does the left want to delete it? Makes a black man look bad. Makes the race policies of the Democrat Party look bad. Could lead to racism. No, the truth is the truth. No matter what the details are. The truth is that we don't cancel the truth if it does not fit the narrative. But that's exactly what they're trying to do. And it's so badly, George Floyd started trending last night because people were comparing his death to hers. Of course, she died on the light rail line in Charlotte on the links, just sitting there after her shift at a pizza place. Lunatic. Released by the North Carolina judicial system, the Charlotte courts, over 14 times, should have been in prison. And he just loses his mind and stabs her. So, and what's made this such a big story, Lee, is Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles. I know Vi very well. I used to talk to her weekly when I was a reporter there, arguing. She says nothing about the victim until about three posts later when she gets beat up online. She only wants to talk about the murderer, DeCarlos Brown, the only one she cares about. It's a typical Democrat. Her statement was not anything about having compassion for the victim. No, no. She says we should have compassion for the homeless man, DeCarlos Brown, who stabbed her in the throat. Quote, this is her comment. We will never arrest our way out of issues such as homelessness and mental health. I want to be clear, I'm not villainizing those who struggle with their mental health or those who are unhoused. The victim, honey, the victim. What about her? She's got nothing to say. Also, those who are unhoused are more frequently the victims of crimes and not the perpetrators. Too many people who are on the street need a safe place to sleep and wraparound services to lift them up. We as a community must do better for those members of our community who need help and have no place to go. Total lunatic mayor begins the process of canceling her. Murder victims must go away if they commit the crime, the thought crime of dying due to Democrat policy. Where we are. Good. Let them. It's not working. Americans know.
Well, and there's a video of this going around.
Oh, it's horrible.
That goes up to the, at least the point that I've seen, stops before she is struck. But it is just so chilling to see her sitting there innocently, not doing anything.
No.
Absolutely innocent of any type of offense toward the individual that's sitting behind her. And then that takes place.
Look, this is not about race.
No.
This is about a man
about crime.
Who is deeply mentally ill. He called police on one occasion and said there was a device in his body that was, you know, controlling his mind. He wanted the police to remove it, okay? How do we get here? Democrat mental health problems. Mm-hmm. Democrats want to make this about race. The ACLU over 30 years ago sued. And you used to be able to take these people, put them on a 30-day hold.
Yeah.
30-day hold was important because in Krauthammer, who was a psychiatrist, used to explain this, Charles Krauthammer, it takes 30 days for the medicine, the psychoactive medicine, to work and get in your head so we can reason with you and get past your delusion, your paranoia. Nobody wants to take that medicine because they're paranoid. Then, you know, we straitjacket you, we get you to, and then when we can reason with you, we begin to address your mental health. We can't do that until you're medicated. Well, the left sued so these people could stay on the street. Why? Because they can't vote Democrat when they're in these institutions. And they freed them. So you've got that going on. But then, Lee, I was a crime reporter in Charlotte. You hear me talk about it. I covered this system. And I made myself a crime reporter. I started off covering city council and county commission. Got a phone call. And then another phone call. I got very close to people inside the Charlotte Black Caucus. What they would do, and they would tell me they would do this, because I kept saying, why are all of these repeat killers getting out? And I actually coined the term misdemeanor homicide. Your first homicide, well, ain't no big deal. They'd let you right out on bond. This was, you know, 15 years ago to wait trial. And often that was when the second homicide was committed. I mean, Charlotte's always been wild because it's run by Democrats. Well, what I was told was these family members of criminals would go to the Democrat prosecutor and because the prosecutor ran for office in demand, hey, this one, that one, we want a sweetheart plea deal. We want, you know, XYZ home by Christmas. And out the door they would go. So this has been going on in Charlotte for a very long time. And Democrats would, you know, cut sweetheart plea deals, these Democrat prosecutors for votes. It was expected, and I'm sure it's still going on. But that's probably why this guy was out. I mean, his record is terrible. And he should have been locked up, Lee, mentally locked up. Forget even the jail sentence.
Yeah. Well, I'm this thing about the homelessness issue. I'm going to be very careful how I say this, and I don't want to offend people, but the fact is, for the most part, in this country, if you were homeless, it is because you choose to be there.
Yeah.
There are countless religious, non-religious, secular organizations that are providing housing, emergency housing for people for whatever circumstance there may be. They are out there all the time. They are ready to help now. There are government officials who will point you in their direction. There are all kinds of things, millions of dollars that are spent in probably Greenville County alone on providing opportunities for homeless people to have a place to stay. Now, obviously, this happened in Charlotte, not Greenville, but the point I'm trying to make is there are numerous, countless, well-funded or, well, sufficiently funded situations where there is a place for homeless people to stay. And when if you want to talk about and decry the homeless population, I get that. But this is, as you're pointing out, this is a mental health crisis. This is not homelessness. This is a mental health crisis and a mental health policy failure in this country. That's what it is.
And that is absolutely the dodge that Mayor Vi Lyles is making here. Oh, homelessness. Homelessness doesn't make you murder somebody. There's plenty of homeless people who never murder anybody. But when you are a repeat violent offender who's been bonded out again and again and again, and what happened with this guy is what I covered a lot in the Charlotte courts. And it goes on in a lot of these blue cities. They will sentence you to a suspended sentence. And the deal with that is if you commit another felony, you serve the suspended sentence, right? It's supposed to act as a way to keep you out of prison. Well, what happens is they never call the suspended sentence. So you commit a felony, you get sentenced to a suspended sentence. You go home, then you commit another felony, get another suspended sentence. That's what happened with this guy. I pulled his record. Suspended sentence after the judges are supposed to send you to prison. They don't. That's why he was out. He was on, at least that I could find, three suspended sentences. Should have been in prison two suspended sentences ago.
And once again, the victim here is a Ukrainian refugee.
Who fled the war.
Who fled the war.
But couldn't survive in Democrat
City. And was working in this country in Charlotte at a pizza place, coming home at night after her shift on light rail public transportation in Charlotte-Mecklenburg County.
And all the mayor has is, we want to spend more money on homelessness. Well, that's not going to do anything, spending money on homelessness. But notice what she's not offering to do, okay? She is not offering more prosecution. She's not offering anything that would fine-tune or increase or put away these people. Mm-hmm. That's, she's not offering that. Why? What is she saying? We're going to leave them on the streets. We would just like to have some more services, some more money for our friends who have NGOs that deal with the homeless.
Right,
that's what the Democrats do. More money, more money, more money for our friends. But they have no intention whatsoever of doing anything that stops the next murder. And the answer with the Democrats is always, we'll just cancel the next murder victim. See, problem solved. We'll just abolish her from Wikipedia. We'll just lock arms, as the mainstream media has done here, and simply refuse to cover this. It's not a winning strategy for them long term. When you have, again, just a few top accounts at X racking up tens of millions of views on this, and that's way larger than their audiences combined for these mainstream media outlets, good luck. Can't hide stuff from the American people anymore. You're going to have to address it. It just makes us stronger. It just confirms everything Trump says every day about these people and their tolerance for crime, and all the way up to murder. Venezuela is just a plaything of China. Trump's blowing up of that speedboat. That was a message to China. China has responded. I'll explain coming up.
The U.S. Navy has amassed a small armada in the Caribbean. Three guided missile destroyers, a cruiser, an attack submarine, and three amphibious ships, including the USS Iwo Jima, amphibious assault ship, of course. Loaded with Iwo Jima up to 2,000 Marines. And many Democrats now say the drone strike on the drug boat was an illegal action.
I think they can get away with this. God knows what they are going to do next. So that's what we're looking to right now. And there is reason to believe that this was not a legal action.
Now, for decades, Brian, the rules of engagement in the Caribbean was to detain these drug smugglers, warning shots, shoot out the engine, and use Coast Guard law enforcement officers on board Navy ships to detain the crew and transfer them to a Coast Guard cutter. Those days are over. The orders are now shoot to kill, and expect those rules of engagement to be debated in the halls of Congress in the coming days.
What's going on here? Did you see what happened over the weekend? The Uniparty went wild. Condemning this. Illegal strike, unconstitutional. Okay, these are the same people who were just fine with it when Barack Obama droned an American citizen to death and his 16-year-old son, who was a minor and innocent. They're like, meh, whatever. Why'd he do it? Well, Obama had information he was a terrorist. Okay, maybe he was. In fact, I know the dad was. Son was innocent. 16, nobody cared. Can you imagine if Trump did it? So fast forward to now. Trump blows up that narco boat. Democrats go wild. Democrats go wild. But not just Democrats, though. Bill Kristol and the Republicans for hire are going wild. Why? Because Trump has just struck the beating heart of the Uniparty. What is the beating heart of the Uniparty? Washington runs on illegal immigration, on cheap labor, but most specifically, Washington runs on the tax evasion scheme for corporations. They want to keep the illegal immigrants, as we saw at that Hyundai plant, so they can continue to tax evade by not hiring Americans. You hire people who aren't there, you don't pay taxes on them. Works great. You can use them to depress wages too, artificially. It's a way for corporate shiny shoes to steal. I'm talking about Charlotte, talking about armed robbery. You go in there, you steal. That's a problem. This is how corporate shiny shoes steal. They steal from the American people. They artificially depress wages. They tax evade. And these cartels, which ultimately answer to China now, are how the Uniparty got its 12 million new voters to replace you and me in the future into this country. These are their human trafficking lines, their rat lines, their drug lines, and they are freaking out. So you can tell what happened here, folks. Donald Trump and company took a look and said, okay, how did the 12 million get into the country? And I said, okay, and they started looking at it. I said, okay, Sinaloa cartel. We're going to talk about them in a minute. Okay, who's run the Sinaloa cartel? That's China. That's China. Wow. So what happened last week? Three things. Ohio indictment by Pam Bondi. Chinese firms working with Chinese visa holders in America to move fentanyl into the country with which to kill Americans. Check. Thing number two. We learned that there were 137,000 reports of criminal felony level money laundering by China through U.S. banks and institutions of cartel money. From what? From bringing the 12 million here to vote Democrat and put China in even more power here in our country. Already seeing that with that New York Times article last week about how China has virtually taken over the Democrat primary process in New York City. They answer the CCP now. CCP money flowing through there. China is literally laundering Sinaloa cash. How much? $316 billion through the financial system, 13% of which we learned last week from Bloomberg was spent on real estate transactions. Folks, that's $30 billion. You know how much $30 billion in real estate is? China bought $30 billion worth of real estate right here in America with proceeds of human trafficking. So, you know, the 500,000 kids who are missing, a lot of them sex trafficked, a lot of them used as slaves. Illegal immigrants, 12 million of them brought into the country, and of course the drugs that Democrats let them run. And the Venezuelan boat explodes. I'm going to explain all this. People don't understand it. I'm going to explain it as the show unfolds today. Because to understand what is happening right now, this war that Trump has undergone, you've got to go back to this shocking article from Fox News 2014 when it all began. When the Democrat FBI under Barack Obama, and this really started in 2011, and the DEA under Obama, first partnered with the Sinaloa cartel. Wait a minute, the FBI partnered with the Sinaloa cartel? Yes. And the DEA, aren't they supposed to fight drugs? Uh-huh. Yeah, they built rat lines into the country instead in partnership with the Sinaloa cartel. Wait, isn't that who China's in partnership with? Yeah. Isn't that who moved a lot of the 12 million through? Yep. What do you hear this? This is going to make everything Trump is doing make so much more sense. Folks, if you think this is about drugs, if you think this is about crime, you don't understand what this is about. I'm going to explain it in a way nobody else will, coming up next. For years, I've been playing you this clip by Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, about the partnership, deliberate partnership between the Democrats and the cartels.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before. And I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
He said he was setting it up. Joe Biden is. And the Democrats, they're building networks that would live beyond Biden.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country.
Yeah.
So that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
I'm going to tie it all together for you, why that boat blew up. You understand, go pull this article. If you're one of my Battleground America listeners, you know it well. I've been talking exhaustively about it for about 2 years now, almost three. It's a Fox News article from 2014. Headline, America's Third War. The U.S. has cut a deal with the Sinaloa cartel. Really? What? That was according to documents filed by the lawyer for Vicente Zambada Niebla, a top-ranking cartel boss. He said, he told the court, his lawyer followed the brief. Oh, yeah, no, we're Sinaloa. The FBI arms us. Arms you? Yeah, the ATF does too. Arms you. Uh-huh. And guarantees our drug routes into the United States of America, as well as our human trafficking routes. Or this was started under Obama. Yep. Right now, sorry. America under the Democrats is arming Sinaloa. Yeah. So they asked the FBI about it. Being, of course, the bastion of much evil in America, as the FBI is. We'd have so much less crime if we just didn't have the FBI helping out our worst enemies like Sinaloa. So Fox News asked the FBI, is this true? They admit it is. Oh, answer. You're arming the Sinaloa cartel? Yes. And protecting their drug and human smuggling routes into America. Yes. See those 1,500, 2,000 strong caravans into the U.S., Barack Obama? Yeah, that was them. In concert with the FBI. It grew into a monster operation. Let me read to you from the article. Do you understand what Trump is having to pull apart here? I'm going to tie it all together. It all goes back to China and Venezuela, but we'll get to that in a minute. According to the motion filed in court, the deal between the FBI and the Sinaloa cartel was part of a divide-and-conquer strategy where the U.S. helped finance and arm the Sinaloa cartel through Operation Fast and Furious in exchange for information that allowed the DEA and the FBI, allegedly, to destroy and dismantle rival Mexican cartels. Operation Fast and Furious is the failed Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms anti-gun trafficking program where they actually trafficked, these Democrats, okay, actually trafficked guns to the cartel. Now, here's the lie. The FBI admits this because it's indisputable. We armed the Sinaloa cartel. We agreed never to arrest its leaders. We protected their drug routes into the U.S. Why do they say they do that? Well, in exchange, they'll give us dirt on all their rival cartels. They wouldn't do that for free? Turn in their rival cartels, the FBI? Wouldn't do that for free. I mean, that's good for business, right? This is cover, folks. This is you heard Paxton. No, they armed them, they trained them, they built them up to bring the replacement voters 12 million strong. This is a massive international system. And it started back in 2011. That was the court date here, was only just reported by Fox News in 2014. This incredible motion where the FBI then comes out and says, yes, we've been arming and protecting the Sinaloa cartel. Okay. Now, go look at what Trump just did. He just blew up that speedboat. What were they doing? Well, Maduro, the head of Venezuela, Maduro runs a cartel. What that cartel does is provide cocaine laced with fentanyl and precursor products to the Sinaloa cartel. It moves them from China, Shanghai specifically, into Colombia. It also moves people for China and the Sinaloa cartel. It is the go-between. So what obviously happened here is the Trump people got on the horn. They got on the satellite and said, okay, here's the people. Here's the drugs coming in. Let's hit rewind, see where's it come from. Okay. Maduro, Venezuela. Where'd it come from before that? Shanghai. It came from Shanghai. Which, folks, led to the largest drug bust ever last week. 700,000 pounds of precursor chemicals. Jeanine Pirro, where was it moving from? From Shanghai, China, to the Colombia cartel. Who was moving it? Maduro was. The same routes carry the Democrat voters, the 12 million. Sinaloa brings a lot of them. Those are their same shipping routes. You have other cartels, obviously, that participate. So when you're looking at this, you're looking at Tom Homan, for instance, Trump's deportations are. He's specifically mentioning Sinaloa when talking about raiding Chicago.
And President Trump is committed to ending the cartel violence in this country. And look, the Sinaloa cartel is now in 42 countries across the globe. Again, their time in the United States is limited under President Trump.
So this is very hard to explain. It's going to take me about 40 minutes to do it. The most important thing I've done this week. To explain, really, these human trafficking routes are to move the 12 million voters, the kids to sell for sex and slavery, but also the drugs that fuels the Chinese purchase of land in this country. But China is very interested in moving in the 12 million replacement voters to replace me and you. Why? So we can get to what the New York Times reported 2 weeks ago now. New York City's Democrat primaries are almost entirely controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. They're all working together. And so if you're going to go to war with this replacement, replace the America voter system, where do you go? An unlikely place, speedboat off of Venezuela in international waters. That's where you go. And you blow it up and you send a sign to who? China. That's who. Donald Trump sending the Uniparty, mainly Democrats, some Republicans, into a frenzy. Ordered his generals. Pete Hegseth, a couple others standing next to him at the Oval Office. Well, I'll let you hear it. Here we go. Let's see if we can get this to play. Here we go.
I would say they're going to be in trouble. I would say, General, if they do that, you have a choice of doing anything you want, okay? If they fly in a dangerous position, I would say that you can... you or your captains can make the decision as to what they want to do. All right?
Sure. If Venezuela flies any more fighter jets over or near our military assets, do whatever you want. Blow them out. I don't care. A concerned member of the media asking Trump, are you threatening to go to war inside of Venezuela? Actually, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Yeah. So Trump asked, are you going to do any direct hits, any acts of war inside Venezuela? He hinted over the weekend he sure would. That was actually on Chicago. After ordering his generals to shoot down Venezuelan fighter jets. What's going on here? These folks all move. Trende Aragua helps to move the Democrat vote, the future Democrat voters into the United States of America for China and the Democrat Party. And these rat lines, because this is a war, these rat lines were set up by the FBI. And we know that from the Fox News November 17, 2014 article, where the FBI admitted after a drug kingpin by the name of Vicente Zambada Nieble, said, hey, look, we got to deal with the FBI here. They give us guns. They protect our smuggling routes for human beings into the country. They protect our smuggling routes for drugs into the country. When was this built? Under Obama. And this is Trump hitting rewind, going, okay, where does the route start? You go back to Venezuela, you go back to China, you go back to Sinaloa. This is why this past week we heard the two big stories that we're hearing now. And number one was the indictment of the Chinese companies for moving drugs and human beings into the country. But number two was the massive story with Jeanine Pirro, largest ever drug bust again, moving from Shanghai via Venezuela into the United States of America via the Sinaloa cartel. Now, remember, let me tie all this together. Do you remember when Trump started first in the beginning of his term talking about going after Maduro? Maduro gives a speech. He's the dictator of Venezuela. And he tells Trump, listen, don't kill me. Don't hurt me. It's not my fault. Joe Biden made me send Trende Aragua henchmen into the U.S. Trende Aragua and drugs into the U.S. Biden made me do it. And he specifically said the FBI made him do it. He said they moved the Trende Aragua gang members into the country via safe houses in Colombia. It's in his speech. You can look it up. My daughter and I sat there and translated it together and my jaw hit the floor. So he was saying to Trump, listen, don't blame me. Biden did it. I had no choice. He had a $25 million price on my head. What they wanted was me to take my Trende Aragua gang members and move them into the U.S. for these rat lines. And he says the FBI did it. And Maduro said, look, you can find the records if you check the records for the Colombia safe houses. Notice the interest that the Trump administration has in Maduro. They are disassembling the Chinese Sinaloa human trafficking lines to bring the Democrats their voters. And that is why the Uniparty is going wild over that vote hit. They know exactly what it is. This is Trump destroying their routes for new replacement voters into the United States of America.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.